Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. If you hear any sort of metal clinking, that's just the dogs having their homemade dinner there as we cook their food all the time. So, as always, guys, check in daily. Almost every day, we'll have a video up on at least one, if not all three, Evolutionary EE Arts and also Hearts Ohm. So what we wanted to talk about was about basically, you know, we had another question come up just saying, can you clarify about Pluto entering Capricorn and then going into Aquarius and then going back into Capricorn, because that's what is going to go on. So we have the Pluto return. What, you know, Pluto is all about redoing things. It's all about remaking and reworking and creating things anew, as well as other things, including elimination.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is really a big time for a whole lot of change. I mean, so many things are going to be different now. You know, when we look to Aquarius, we can see Aquarius it's a lot about the collective. It's a lot about psychic abilities. It's a lot about us using our gifts and acknowledging our gifts. You know, this is a lot about information, data, technology, science, systems, and power. And, you know, by the time that this is all said and done and over with, everything is going to be changed. Things are not going to be the same. They're not going to be how they used to be at all. And this is, I see it as our destiny. We don't have a choice in the fact that things are going to change so drastically, but we do have a choice in our day-to-day lives, and we can choose on how we're going to get to these changes.
Yes, absolutely. So again, we had February 22nd, 2022, right? 2022. Boy, that's a lot of twos and twos again. A lot of times you could look at two as conflict, as duality, as polarity, you know, as opposition, right? And that was the initial date of the beginning of the Pluto return for the United States. So again, you know, when we come out of this, we're going to be transformed. And don't you find it very, very curious, those DEAGEL numbers? There's so many things that are so curious. You know, again, it said that millionaires follow good astrologers and billionaires good Vedic astrologers. Again, taking into account the tilt of the Earth. But when you look at March 24th, 2023, Pluto enters Aquarius. By June 2023, Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn. By January 22nd, 2024, Pluto enters Aquarius with no more retrogrades back into Capricorn. Pluto will be in Aquarius continually from January 2024 until 2044. So, you know, that's huge. And again, when we look at the world in 2044, I don't think we'd recognize it today.
No, you know, I've been talking about this separation of energies for a very long time. And what camp do you want to be in? And we need to make those decisions and decide. We need to make those decisions and understand, how do we want things to function around us in our homes? Are we going to be one who is going to be surrounded in technology? If that's something that you are okay with, then stay the course. And if you're not okay with always being around technology, you really need to take a look at what you're doing now and how to change that. What I've noticed is so many people are coming up on what I call a calling. And a calling is something that's it's extremely spiritual. It's when you have received your gifts and your energy is turned on, but then you are also called to use those gifts. And if you're not in a good place in your life where you can just step over and use those gifts, it could get difficult. Things could get hard. So you always want to make sure, check your position, make sure you're in alignment, because when you do get your calling, you're going to have to change things. And it's going to be whatever that contract was written to be, you know, and this I'm speaking of, before we come here, before we enter these bodies, we write a contract. And there's a certain time and point in our life where we have to stop doing what we were doing. And it's like, okay, we got to fill this contract now. And sometimes that can be very heartbreaking. Sometimes that can be gut-wrenching because we might have to change our whole situation in life. You know, we might have something going on, you know, a full-time job doing this or doing that. But when you get that calling, it's like this spiritual pressure that moves in on you, and you really might not be able to tolerate what you were doing any longer. You might not be able to tolerate the situation that you're in any longer, and that can make it tough, you know. But that's why we're always talking about having a spiritual practice, because when you are utilizing a spiritual practice and you come up against things that are challenging, you have a better chance at getting through it without so much trauma.
Yeah, and there is so much I was thinking about when you were just going through all this. You know, one of the things is, like you were talking about contracts, There are times when we actually have outs. Like if we're not living up to this purpose and that we came in here for, or that things don't feel like they're working out, there are certain like life point times that are programmed into this world. When we choose to come into an incarnation, that are times when we might choose to leave. Key juncture points. And so I just thought I would share that with you guys. As I've shared before, I was much less healthy when I was in my younger prime, per se. It just seemed like I was getting hit with one thing after another going on. Lyme disease, rupturing discs, I had bronchitis turned into pneumonia, et cetera, et cetera. It was because I wasn't on my path. That was the bottom line. I wasn't on my path. And getting on my path not only got rid of all sorts of issues, but it just reawakened things in me that I had utilized in past lives. Pretty fascinating. This stuff that, you know, like say Cindy and I will talk about just nonchalantly, that, you know, I guess the average person here in a Western country would think, what the heck are you talking about? As you know, we talk about all this like it's just kind of common knowledge, because we just take it for granted that, you know, this is the way the universe works, and we recognize there are those that, you know, will have been brought up with a different mindset, and that's given them a different belief set. But for us, you know, this is how the universe works. We know this is how the universe works. It's not like we have to believe in it working this way. We know, and so we just share what we know. And so when we look at this timeline, we're going into Aquarius, but we're not staying in Aquarius. So we get a little taste. It's like, you know, they bring out the hors d'oeuvres, but then they make you wait an hour and a half before they bring the main course out. That's kind of like what's happening here from March 24th until June. So you get like 3 months. And I've been saying, I wonder if that 3 months now, even though I wonder if it's a little reprieve, or is this going to be, you know, like pedal to the metal? You know, is it a brief respite, like all of a sudden things will start to look a little rosier, maybe? Where I think that's what we want to hope. Or is it going to be the opposite, where, whoa, this is going to be a chaotic spiral of everything being exposed and, you know, all the chaos that's going to ensue? You know, March 24th, we've talked about the 21st, we got first day of spring. 22nd, 322, you know, that's, again, Skull and Bones and Secret Societies, Genesis 322, you know, can't have humans living forever. Colossians 322, slaves obey your masters. We've covered all this. And then potentially we also, either 21st, 22nd, we have number 45 circumstances. Is it going to be cuffs or not? We got bank runs. You know, we have all sorts of craziness going on here. What does this mean? We have like 3 months here that are going to be, you know, you can't catch your breath, or is it going to be a 3 months of a little bit of a respite? Now, and I'm going to I'm going to ask Cindy, what do you feel is, or is it nothing so dramatic?
Well, I think it's a time where the controllers definitely need to create a whole lot of chaos, because when we also look at Aquarius is an air sign, and air is like the etheric realm. Air is psychic abilities, and we are definitely coming online. And in order for us to not really be able to develop those abilities, we need a lot of chaos. You got to be in a lot of fear. You got to have people looking here, looking there. They definitely don't want you looking within and realize who you are, because that's the whole key to all of this, that 322, you know, that verse. That's a very frightening thing for them. So I think that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a taste of a lot of people coming online, a lot of people realizing their abilities, and a whole lot of chaos to try to get people to not really pay any attention to their abilities.
Right back into Capricorn, which is going to be from June all the way until January 2024. Then what does that mean? It's kind of like we get a little bit of delight, and then it's, you know, revenge of the Empire Strikes Back type thing.
Yeah, what I'm picking up there is more of a change in the financial system. So we'll see.
Okay, more financially
change.
Yeah, you know, again, this everything is going to take a little bit longer, and yet that divide. The divide is happening, and so this is part of the bigger picture. I think we will find that we are separating into different camps, and Sita disagrees, but we are separating into different camps, but so much of the road ahead will be in so many ways, I want to say it's like two groups working alongside each other, but not working together and working to try to separate themselves from perhaps each other in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of chaos going on. I mean, a lot. And we basically have to just hang on tight for the ride. Take good care of yourself during this time. Really, really take good care of yourself. You know, do things like get yourself nice things, exercise, eat good food, try to find clarity. Be very forgiving of yourself, because this time in our lives is really going to mold and shape the whole rest of our lives. It's very, very, very exciting. It's an exciting time to be alive. And I know so many of us here, we decided to jump in this time just for these moments like this. It's pretty amazing.
Well, we look back, Pluto entered Capricorn January 2008. 2008 was the last crisis, right? Mm-hmm. So again, it's going to probably enter and end in a similar way, you know, with economic crisis and transformation. And it's also going to be all about revealing the system for what it is. And so, you know, there are going to be those that just continue to live in the illusion and is just going to blindly trust. And there are going to be those that are doing their very best to totally, totally extricate themselves outside of the illusion and the system.
I know so many people, when you get that calling, you're going to know. You're going to know where you want to be. And I think the best place to be is, you know, utilizing the system while you can to get out of the system. But just always have that in mind that, you know, if this is not a world that you want to live in, just keep your sail pointed in the right direction, and you can change anything and everything you want. This is definitely a time of manifestation, especially with these being in this air sign. This is so seriously important that you set your expectations, manifest. It's the time to do it, because all of that information is going out into the etheric realms, and your guides, angels definitely hear you, and they're going to help you attain that which is going to make you feel fullest and happiest.
Absolutely. And we have to do our best to think outside of the box. Again, that's where you get those, you know, key new ideas are from outside the box. It's the same old story inside the box. So we got to get ourselves thinking in different ways and looking at new solutions, because, you know, like this article keeps going on, talking about how everything's going to be revealed. Obviously, the corruption everywhere, you know, the utter insanity of what we've been living under. And we really didn't, for the most part, most people didn't understand just the absolute depths of it. But that's all being revealed now. So we just wanted to give you guys a quick little update on that as we head into probably a very, very interesting couple of days straight ahead, and certainly a very, very interesting time. I do not think we're going to see any sort of quick solution to anything. No. This is, again, this is a marathon. This is a marathon. So, you know, we have to be prepared for that. There's, again, not going to be a white hat that comes over, you know, the hill and automatically everything is just peachy keen. No, we have a lot of work ahead. All of us have a lot of work ahead. You know, of course, human nature the way it is, we'd love to have somebody else just come and bail us out, but there are no bailouts, and any type of bailout always has an awful lot of strings attached.
Yeah, keep that in mind. You know, you want to be able to free yourself for yourself. You don't want to be in a situation where you owe somebody your freedom.
Absolutely. So if you got to be in the system, utilize it to your best to get yourself out of the system, and maybe I would say, you know, maintain your freedom, but actually perhaps the real thing to say is create your freedom.
Indeed.
God bless and namaste.
Namaste.